文学大师郁达夫文采出众。
Literary master Yu Darfu is outstanding in literary talent.
但他的人品实在值得让人商榷。
But his character is really questionable.
1928年3月
March 1928
20岁的王映霞与31岁的郁达夫在上海结婚。
Wang Yingxir, 20 years old, and Yu Dado, 31 years old, got married in Shanghai.
几个月前
A few months ago,
郁达夫在同学孙百刚家邂逅王映霞。
Yu Dado met Wang Yingxir at his classmate Sun Beigang's house.
而对于这位杭州第一美人，郁达夫迅速堕入情网。
And as for this Hangzhou's first beauty, Yu Darfu quickly fell into a love affair.
不可自拔。
Unable to stop.
此时的郁达夫虽然已经有了妻儿。
At this time, Yu Darfu had already had a wife and children.
但是依旧疯狂追求王映霞。
But still crazy pursuit of Wang Yingxir.
但郁达夫毕竟有家室，王映霞只好对他避而远之。
But Yu Darfu was still married to Wang Yingxiu, so she had to avoid him.
谁知道郁达夫对他的痴迷达到了癫狂的程度。
Who knows how deeply obsessed Yu Darfu was with his to the point of madness?
甚至哭着对朋友说道。
Even cried to his friend.
自从遇到他
Since I met him,
我便神魂颠倒
I was completely mesmerized.
诸事无心
Idle,
茶饭不思
To be engrossed in one's work, to be absorbed in one's studies.
如果他和我说上几句话
If he could just say a few words to me,
我这全身像是经过熨斗烫过似的那般舒适服帖。
My whole body feels like it has been pressed and ironed, so comfortable and fitted.
面对郁达夫的深情
In the face of Yu Darfu's deep affection,
王映霞最终还是妥协，踏上了不归路。
Wang Yingxir eventually said that she was embarking on a path to no return.
1927年6月
June 1927,
郁达夫和王映霞举行了隆重的订婚仪式。
Yu Darfu and Wang Yingxir held a grand engagement ceremony.
讽刺的是
Ironically,
就在同一天，郁达夫的原配妻子
On the same day, Yu Darfu's original wife,
孙权在家中拼死
Sun Quan died in his home.
为他生下了第三个孩子。
She gave birth to her third child.
而婚后的生活
and the life after marriage
也并没有王映霞想象中甜蜜温馨。
There wasn't the sweet and cozy atmosphere that Wang Yingxir had imagined.
当时
at that time,
郁达夫带着王映霞和孩子迁居杭州。
Yu Darfu moved with Wang Yingxir and her children to Hangzhou.
时任浙江教育厅厅长的许绍帝与郁达夫是留日同学。
The then secretary of the Zhejiang Provincial Department of Education, Su Xiaodi, and Yu Darfu were classmates of Liu Rai.
两人交往甚密
They were very close.
善于交际的王映霞
Sociable Wang Yingxir
因此
Therefore
和许绍帝熟识一段时间后
After getting to know Zhu Xiaodi for a while
王映霞与许绍帝之间开始传出风言风语
Rumors began to circulate between Wang Yingxir and Zhu Xiaoji.
社交圈内议论纷纷。
Gossip among friends.
某一次，郁达夫在家收拾妻子的私人物品。
Once, Yu Daf was tidying up his wife's personal belongings at home.
意外发现了许绍帝写给王映霞的三封书信后。
After discovering the three letters written by Zhu Xiao to Wang Yingxia,
情绪彻底崩溃。
Completely collapsed emotionally.
两人爆发了激烈争吵。
They had a heated argument.
王映霞一怒之下。
Wang Yingxia, in a fit of rage,
离家出走。
Run away from home.
跑去朋友家小住。性格冲动的郁达夫疑心。
Go to a friend's house to stay, and the impulsive character of Yu Daofu is suspicious.
他已然去找许绍帝。
He has already found Zhu Xiao.
便在大公报上刊登寻人启事。
He then posted a missing person notice on the People's Daily.
并说道。
He also said that
妻子携带家中财物
Wife carries home valuables.
与人私奔
Loping with someone.
老母幼子极为思念
The mother and child are very homesick.
希望妻子见报后告知地址
Please inform me of the address after the wife is found.
更过分的是
What's even more outrageous is...
郁达夫还在自己出版的《毁家诗记》中自曝家丑，公开宣称王映霞出轨。这番举动彻底激怒了王映霞，两人裂痕无法弥合，于1940年3月协议离婚。
In his self-published book Destruction of Family, Ider Duofu publicly accused Wang Yingxia of infidelity. This action completely angered Wang Yingxia, and the rift between them could not be healed. In March 1940, they signed a divorce agreement.
12年的婚姻走到尽头。
The 12-year marriage has come to an end.
对于婚姻，钱钟书曾说道
According to Kyron Zhangshu, marriage is
婚姻是围城，城里的人想出来，墙外的人想进去
Marriage is like a walled city. Those who are inside want to go out, and those who are outside want to get in.
其实，郁达夫和王映霞的婚姻注定不会有好结局。
Actually, the marriage between Yu Daofu and Wang Yingxia was doomed to have a bad ending.
一个男人如果抛妻弃子去娶新欢
A man who abandons his wife and marries another woman.
这样不道德的爱情
This kind of immoral love.
注定也只能是一地鸡毛悲惨收场。
It was destined to end in a miserable defeat, just like a chicken in the mud.